Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, John Bowne and Rob Jacobson running camera there. He's an award-winning cinematographer. Actually, he's a great camera guy, but the point is he keeps aiming the camera at the ground if you're watching us at Infowars.com/show. Tell Bowne to go get down on the sidewalk, say, hey, you want to be on TV? What's your view of the 50th? And we'll come back from break and have a bunch of people come up and give their views on the street. So go, can you hear me, John Bowne?
Yeah, I've got a few people here ready to talk.
Okay. Just ask them quick and move the next person. Okay. Do you have any questions about the official story like the Secretary of State, John Kerry?
Questions?
No, I think we pretty much know what happened, you know.
An Easter Bunny did it?
I feel so sorry for that man. I really do.
Yeah. How about you, sir?
Oh, look at that.
How do you
guy.
Feel? Official story.
I don't believe it. I definitely believe there's a conspiracy. Really won't ever know.
We'll never know because they're digging the street up. How about you, sir? How do you feel about the official story?
Well, I felt we were all numb that day, but when Ruby shot Oswald, I said something is not right. From that day on, I knew, and I said it can't be. And then the European reports right away were saying, how could he be shot in the front from the back? Everyone knew that the official report all over the world was the only United States. And Arlen Specter with the conspirators had to come up with the single bullet theory. Otherwise, there's got to be more than one shooter.
Yeah, the Warren Commission was full of people that JFK had fired.
Yes.
Anybody else want to comment on the official story? You believing the official story? Do you believe the official story?
I don't think Oswald shot him.
Seems pretty impossible. Yeah,
go behind you where that big crowd is. There's actually a bunch of famous researchers over there. I can recognize some of them. Go over there, get their take on it. We're going to come back from break in a minute, and then we're going to cover some other news coming up. But this is historical. And obviously, wherever the crowd is, I bet that's Grodin over there, one of the most famous researchers that got all the Time Life stuff because he worked there. And he's the guy that got the real Subruder film. I'm guessing that's Grodin from what I just saw. Go interview the activist. Go talk to the people like we talked about before you guys went down there. Okay? And we're looking for a brown van. It's more Keith and John quotes. Sorry, folks. A little bit of an inside joke here. But we're going to go ahead and start talking to some folks. Go ahead, John Bowne.
Sir, how do you feel about the official story? Are you learning something today?
Probably, yes. I'm from Finland, so I'm not so
there you go.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of folks from all over the world here today. How do you feel about it?
The whole thing.
Shoot the moon! That guy is literally sitting there saying that he didn't want to talk to you. Listen, go up during the break. Tell that guy we're doing national TV. We'd like him to give his presentation. That guy, I think, works for Grodin. Yeah, I know him. Okay, so I forget that fellow's name. Get his name, come back, introduce him. Just say, hi, we're here with Alex Jones, and he'll literally want to talk to you, and all the little minions trying to inbeck you won't be upset anymore. And then we can talk to him, and after we've talked to him, you can then turn and say, hey, can we take a pause in your presentation and talk to all these folks? You can have them all lined up right there from the memorial up there right by the grassy knoll. So this is all coming up live coverage with our vanguard forces, Rob Jacobson and John Bowne. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I am Sergeant Stadinko. We're going to go to break and oh my goodness. And I'm going to get serious when we come back. After the 80th time off air, I'm like, anyways, it doesn't matter. We're going to come right back, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to get really serious. We have parents being arrested trying to pick their kids up from school. We have the new boxes in your cars to track you and tax you by the mile. We have illegal checkpoints taking blood on the side of the highway. It's all coming up straight ahead, the 50th anniversary of the magic bullet.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I've got John Bowne, InfoWars Nightly News reporter and radio producer, there with Rob Jacobson at the Grassy Knoll at the original Kennedy Memorial 50 years later. 50 years on Friday. Richard Grodin, good friend of mine, probably one of the most informed JFK researchers, the guy that worked at Time Life Books, who got the original Zapruder film, made a copy before they cut it up. He was the one that exposed that. He's the one that released the photos with Kennedy's head almost completely blown off. He's right there on screen with all his documentation. So, John Bowne, go ahead and ask, tell him Alex says hi. We're on TV and radio, and give folks his take, not on JFK 50 years later. We want to do that next. Ask him about the restrictions on free speech first. Ask him about how unprecedented that is.
Okay, sir, we want to know about your view on these restrictions of the free speech here, them digging the ground up. The crew that's pushing everybody out and the fact that we're going to be restricted from this area in the next couple of days. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts are that it's against the Constitution. This is a federal landmark. They have no right to do this. I'm in the process of suing the city right now for First Amendment violations, and this is just going to add to it.
How about the digging up of the X down here? Isn't that amazing, the rust job of digging up the X?
That's a bit of a joke, I think. They said they didn't want anyone to trip over the X's. It makes no sense at all. All it was tape.
Did you put that X there?
I put that X down there 19 years ago, and every couple of weeks we refresh it. It's tape. It's not paint. And as the cars run over it, of course, it wears it down. So we replace it, and we've kept it going for all these years, and we're going to do it again.
And again, I haven't seen Robert Grodin, not Richard Grodin, in about 3-4 years, but many times I've gone up there and done documentaries and made films with him. He, of course, helped on the film JFK of your radio listener. There he is on screen for TV viewers. Everybody can find the free feed at Infowars.com/show, a fusion of all the different reporter feeds we're going to have over the next few days. Bookmark that. This is the real media. Ask Robert Grodin to talk more about how the police and mainstream media have been behaving and how the mainstream media just ran you off from behind the grassy knoll.
Hey, we're live, sir. Sorry. Alex's next question is about how the police and the mainstream media have been acting to everybody here towards you. Personally, have you seen anything today or as the event unfolded?
Well, the alternative newspaper here in Dallas, the Dallas Observer, has been extremely supportive. They're really concerned about the First Amendment, and they've written over 40 articles dealing with what the city's tried to do to me. The Dallas Morning News, on the other hand, has taken the point of view that I don't even exist.
That's right. Get him to talk about the Dallas Morning News and BLO and their history of their 50-year history of covering up the JFK murder.
You talk about BLO and their 50-year history of covering up the murder.
Well, I mentioned a minute ago the Dallas Observer. They just about 3 weeks ago did an amazingly in-depth article about how the BLO Corporation has been involved with a, quote, city of hate for all of this time, and how they fed the that attitude of hate.
Right.
Get him to elaborate on other points about the 50th, and then get him to spend 5 minutes summing up the JFK assassination from his deepest of research.
Can you elaborate on the 50th and then sum up from your deepest of research? You are the man. The deepest nuggets we can get of your JFK research.
Wow. Well, I've been down here for the last 19 years, but I've been working on the case for all 50 since it happened. The greatest, most important evidence is the Zapruder film of the assassination and the testimony of the Dallas doctors. When I worked for the government, when I worked for the House Assassinations Committee, I interviewed over 20 of them. Every single one of them told me that the shot came from the front. Additionally, we now have 88 people who have seen the president's body that testified that the shot came from the front and exited the rear. That's important. What the city is doing is absolutely absurd. For 49 years now, people like myself have kept this issue alive. We've been respectful. We've had our moment of silence. Now, all of a sudden, it's the magic 50th. All of a sudden, the city wants to pretend we don't exist and pretend they've been here all the time. Not one of them has had anything to do with this in all of these years.
How about James Tague and the third man that was actually shot, and how? What's your experience with Mr. Tague?
Jim and I have been friends for quite a few years. He just wrote a second book, and he was hit at the time of the assassination, and because of him, the government had to create the fairy tale of the single bullet theory. You couldn't get enough shots off to do all that damage within the time frame, so they created this fairy tale of the single bullet theory, and Jim's the reason why they had to do it.
And so when he went to the Warren Commission, what are your thoughts on the Warren Commission?
The Warren Commission was a joke. Their job was never to find out who killed President Kennedy. Their job was to stop the rumors of conspiracy. And they did their job at any cost. They didn't care about the truth. They never did.
Why did they want Kennedy killed?
When you say they, you mean the people who killed him?
Yes.
Well, there's any number of reasons. Our problem has never been trying to find who wanted the president dead. The problem has been to try to find who succeeded. The president was ending the Vietnam War. Big business and a lot of money to some very, very rich, powerful people. When he ordered our withdrawal from Vietnam, they must have run for the hills. And on the way, they ran into a couple of assassins.
All right, we're having a little bit of Skype issue. I think when we send them audio, I'm trying to tell John their stuff behind the scenes, it actually cuts out the audio. But
very generous.
we're fighting the only.
Go ahead, Alex.
Just hold on one moment. We were trying to have you guys raise the camera, and then it actually cut out your audio, sending that to you. So just tell Jacobson, raise the camera first. We'll direct this from here. And then expanding on that, get him to talk about his key role in getting out the only photos in the real Zapruder film. Get him to discuss that.
Hang on, sir. Can we
that's Mark Anderson from American Free Press right there. We'll interview him in a moment. Go ahead and get him to finish.
Sorry, I apologize. Can we get the key role of the Zapruder film, your opinion on that?
Well, no, how he got it out.
And how you got it out.
I released the film of the assassination at a press conference in Boston in 1975. It was picked up as a major news story, and Geraldo Rivera, back in the days when he was honest about this, wanted to show it on his show. And we did show it, and it did change the course of the history of this case. The Zapruder film is the only complete record of what actually did happen here. And in spite of all the silly rumors that it's not genuine, the film really is. And my argument on that is, if you're going to fake the film, you're going to fake it to tell your story, not the opposite of it.
Great, thank you.
Get him to talk about his role, because then you can let Anderson ask a question, and we'll cover Anderson's question. I think that's Mark Anderson. It sure looked like him. I know him well. From American Free Press was trying to jump in and ask a question. Get him to specifically talk about. Okay, Skype went down. Tell him to reconnect. And again, this is kind of a fun train wreck, folks. This is real, cutting edge, live, unscripted Skype video interviews from the grassy knoll. I'm here in Austin, Texas, but I'm going to be down there with Leanne McAdoo. I'm going to be there with John Brown. I'm going to be there with Darren McBreen. I'm going to be there with Kit Daniels. I'm going to be there with a bunch of other crew. Rob Dew is a great reporter and a great camera guy. We've got a whole bunch of video phones, a whole bunch of iPhone 5s. We're going to be down there doing live reports big time. And we're going to have a demonstration tonight at 9 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock Central, at Pearl Street in front of the Federal Reserve. And I've already demonstrated there three times before. A lot of you come out to that. There's a lot of parking around the area. There's a huge, elaborate, ornate sidewalk right there by the expressway in Pearl. It's a nice, safe area of Dallas. That's why we're choosing it for a nighttime demonstration to protest the private Federal Reserve. The Dallas Fed's actually been criticizing the national Fed. It's actually the best Fed there is, but of the private banking cartels. They don't want to totally ruin America, but they're the minority. But we're going to be there protesting the national Fed and its branch, and then we're going to hand out 30,000 flyers to the folks that show up, 100 apiece. We need at least 300 people to show up and hand out the flyers that night, hand them out the next day on Thursday or on Friday morning, so that people know about the censorship and how they're trying to turn it into Tiananmen Square and restrict free speech. The mayor has already backed off quite a bit. Because of the judge and lawsuits, Grodin suing them. I mean, it's just amazing the stuff they're doing. And, of course, there is Robert Grodin. I don't know if I'm saying Richard Grodin. I'm teleprompter-free, folks, if I make mistakes. But I've worked with him for many years. The problem with the JFK film is I've been making a JFK film for 8 years now. I probably have, no exaggeration, 300 hours of footage. I broke the E. Howard Hunt video, and Coast to Coast broke the audio. We worked together on that, of his deathbed confessions. He thought he was going to die twice, and then finally did die the second time with cancer. Really tough guy. He had like 50-something surgeries, you name it. Interviewed his son, got all the documents. Grodin, everybody. I mean, it is just insane how obvious it is that they killed Kennedy. And we know who did it. We know the shooters from just all the witnesses, all the angles, all the photos. We know how they did it. We know why they did it. We know the meetings they had. Secret Service agent in Chicago blew the whistle weeks before they were going to kill him there. That got stopped. They were going to kill him in Miami, but FBI people leaked it. I mean, they called the Secret Service off in Dallas that day. We ever get them to reconnect with Skype? Oh, boy. All right. Well, I thought they had battery packs. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. I'm sending like 7-8 reporters. So the guys are doing a great job. It's just, it's so fun to, you know, almost the Keystone Cop slapstick stuff of real live scripted reporting. But that's why folks love us. myself included. I sound like a buffoon half the time trying to direct people. But it's real, and it's powered by truth and liberty and justice. We'll be right back with all the big news, your phone calls, and more live reports from Dealey Plaza. But join me tonight, 8 o'clock, in front of the Federal Reserve, and call everybody you know in Texas to be there. And then we're going to march tomorrow for the First Amendment.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This could be it, Harry. Pass the word along. Tell the men it's time to shoot the moon.
Shoot the moon!
Yes. Now there on the microphone. On the microphone.
Shoot the moon.
That's from Cheech and Chong, Up in Smoke. And again, my reporters are great. It's like the way we're coordinating things, things never coordinate the way you think you will. So it's like unintentional comedy just for me, like up here trying to like tell them what to do. And things happening on the street, it's pretty funny. A lot of you probably don't even get the humor. But if you've worked in media or any of this kind of stuff, it is just like you're trying to coordinate people, and then it just almost never happens the way you think it will. Sometimes, though, good stuff happens because you have no idea what's about to happen. It's like I go behind the grassy knoll, and it turns out that's the whole media area, and they let him in, and then one guy runs over, looked like some establishment, you know, minion, just complete tool bag, getting in their face all arrogant. Let me tell you, so-called dinosaur mainstream media, establishment media, they are some of the most arrogant idiots. Even as their ship literally sinks into the sea of oblivion, even as they become a memory of a memory, a shadow of a shadow, a distant legend of a fable, of a forgotten dream of control freaks, they still cling to their arrogance and their failure. They are absolutely discredited in jokes back there with the police and everyone trying to sell their ridiculous, vapid construction, their fraud, their deceit upon the people. By the way, B-Low Broadcasting TV and radio are now calling us winning interviews. I certainly look forward to that. We're doing some live Skype and live Ustream feeds. Come on in, my friend. We've got CJ in here right now. Here, let me videotape CJ. You mind being on TV, CJ? You don't mind? Look at you. You're wearing the Green Lantern outfit. Somehow I think that's racist against Martians. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get serious and reset when I come back in the next segment and get to a whole bunch of key news and information. But because I've got so much serious news, but I kind of do get in a little bit of a joking mood. I got to be honest, I should go on the road more because when I do go on the road, it's exciting. It's fun. And we have a lot of fun fighting tyranny. I mean, and I want to meet you tonight at the kickoff of the demonstrations, 3 days of it, at the Federal Reserve. By the way, we're not getting a permit. I love all these anarchists and libertarians that will get permits and everything. There'll probably be some other libertarian group like get a permit and tell me I'm not welcome when I get there. Like some of the locals do. But the whole point is our demonstration, that's one tactic they do. That will be 8 o'clock tonight, Pearl Street, there in front of the Federal Reserve. And Paul Watts is doing another article off of Adan Salazar's with the update. And I've got to go get with Rob Dew and decide right now where our demonstration is going to be tomorrow. Good, we had success on that test. Thank you, Houston. So we're in here testing some of our live feeds for I Get on the Road. I am an extremist reporter. I'm actually testing the equipment before I go and multitasking while I'm there. The joke with Laurel and Hardy is that I literally 8 times said, you're leaving. And you're going to test the Skype and you're going to test the Ustream before you go, right? And then this morning they're calling, what's the passcode to this? I was like, yeah! But anyways, the anger, they're supposed to do a report last night, is now giving way to, that's why I like them. I actually feel like the guy in Despicable Me, and he has all those minions. Anyways, but I'm even worse than they are, so it's all right. Anyways, I've actually found minions are more effective than because if you have like a giant group of them, they like you can just like release them. And they do some amazing stuff. It's actually the genius of the minion. Actually, I'm a minion, ladies and gentlemen. I'm actually the king minion around here. The king goblin, you could say. So, and that's why I cherish my little goblin-like creatures. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to go to break, and I'm going to get serious. A lot of times I read all the news and get really mad before I come in on air. Then I start screwing around on air, and then I'm not upset anymore. And then I can't even cover the news because I don't want to look at it. When we return from this break, it's good to remember to breathe sometimes. When I return, and by the way, if you think we're joking about the city removing the X's that Grodin put there, they're not even painting over them where they killed Kennedy. They're actually asphalting over it like they've done the truth on so many occasions. But we see them asphalting over the truth. We see the corporate devil media behind the grassy knoll firing lies at the public like the globalists fired at Kennedy with bullets, firing their propaganda from over the hedge, over the fence, like pit bulls finding our reporters that had dared interlope into their nest of iniquity, running them out. like a pack of diseased, PCP-laden, rabies-driven chihuahuas after our precious John Brown and our precious Rob Jacobson.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Wise up, load up at freezedryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freezedryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freezedryguy.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freezedryguy.com.
Answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're going into Dallas armed with the First Amendment and liberty. We're not going to let them turn it into Tiananmen Square where there's no free speech. Our X-Wings, literally, of the InfoWar will be taking over Dealey Plaza, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be a historic event. That's all I can tell people. There will be some surprises that are legal and lawful to retake America and retake the First Amendment. And so we are doing the best we can. Let me open the phones up with the balance of the transmission, interspersed with a ton of news. And we've got a bunch of backup battery packs, but I guess those were left in the hotel, so the iPhone died. So they're going back to get the batteries, and then they're going to come back out maybe by the end of the show, and we'll have some more live feeds there on the ground with our reporters, the intrepid John Bound and Rob Jacobson. Now, continuing here with the really serious news today. Coming up, Donald Sutherland, I Want Hunger Games to Stir Up a Revolution. But what revolution is he speaking of precisely? Also, implanting platinum jewelry in your eye. Boy, that sounds idiotic, but if they can get Kanye West to do it, I'm sure people would pull their eyeballs out with pliers because it's so cool. Also, Obamacare is an epic disaster. Just blame the Republicans. They're coming out now with the boxes on all the new cars to track and trace you. There's new developments on that front. Huge Fukushima developments. Forbes gets it right and says Obama is becoming a dictator. I will cover all of that coming up. But first off, I mentioned this last hour. The video is up on InfoWars.com. North Texas drivers stopped and forced at checkpoints into driveways and then intimidated into giving urine, blood samples, and other things. I mean, and this is happening everywhere under federal grants in 30 major cities right now. So that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. It's a big deal. Now let's shift gears to the next little tidbit of tyranny. And this is happening everywhere. Remember, the feds have said, Charlotte Isherby's former head of the Department of Education Policy, number two in that administration, under the head of the Department of Public Education, got the documents. It's in her book, Deliberate Dumbing Down, that's back in print now, available at InfoWarsStore.com, I should add, if you want to actually read the facts. They said, we're going to use the schools to become the new spy network, and we're going to break up the families, and we're going to make people work so hard in society by the taxes and regulations that the kids have got to stay at school till 8 or 9 at night. This is in the 80s, the plan. And then we're going to basically completely break up the family, and poor kids will just start living in dormitories 7 days a week, maybe seeing their parents a few hours on the weekend, just like Chinese communist-style dormitories were established in the 70s. Nationwide, actually, in many areas by the 50s and 60s. This is a total collectivization plan where they're going to raise the property taxes and things up to the point of where you've got to live in a 250-square-foot apartment. You say, well, I won't live in that. Oh, yes, you will. Yes, you will when they're done. And you will pay the foreign banks that own most of the big high-rise apartments, you will pay to do that because they're not going to let you build outside those areas. That's Agenda 21, a total managed mafia economy with a scientific technocracy, in their own words, surveilling everything to implement a systematic destruction of liberty and prosperity and enslavement to get us in the crosshairs, in the sweet spot of debilitated, poisoned, dumbed down, atomized by ourselves, no family, no culture, no community, nobody to stand up, the individual absolutely absorbed into the corporate plandopolis towards population reduction and final mass extermination. That is from pillar to post. The Chronicle, in the last 1 minute, what I broke down, the mission of the New World Order. And it challenges the sanity to face that truth, I understand. But that's the facts. That's their own statements. I can have former top congressional advisors on, Anthony Sutton's colleague, just last week, with all the documents of the total plan. I mean, it's all public. I literally own hundreds of books written by all the top technocracy people, all of them, and there's always just more and more to read. It's all just totally planned, totally being executed, and we're scrabbling against the gates as they try to close them, having some effect. We could get out of this if people would just wake up, but you've got to admit the tyranny's there. You've got to admit the evil's taking place, or we have no hope. And I know you know that, but we've got to get that out to everybody. We've got to realize how much trouble we're in. And you know, I've got gallows humor about this whole thing. I'm really cheerful about it all. At least I'm awake. At least I'm doing the best. God knows my heart. And I just had to turn it loose and give it to God because I would get really mad at myself wanting to do more broadcasts, wanting to do a better job, wanting to not get exhausted, wanting to be able to change things, wanting to be able to show people I'm telling the truth. And you know what? If everybody out there doesn't know we're in trouble, they're never going to know. So the people that are awake, and we've just got to say no to the system and block the system at every front and not comply. It was 5% won the Revolutionary War against the British, who'd never been defeated in their history, ever. Except, I guess, by the Romans, but that was what you call pre-British. And we beat them just with perseverance. That's what George Washington had. the King of England, when George Washington refused to be King of the United States, he was offered it and would have gotten the support. We have, you know, King George the Ninth right now, was called the greatest man alive in the world in a public pronouncement. He had defeated the greatest army the world had ever seen that was just smashing the Spanish and French and Russians and the Austrian military, which was one of the biggest in the world at the time, smashing everybody worldwide, smashing the Arab fleets, smashing the Chinese fleets, smashing any fleets that got in their way, smashing any armies, and the Republic was born out of smashing the British Army because we had the moral right. And the King of England had to admit that George Washington was the greatest man in the world, and he was the greatest man in the world. He said, I don't want to be king. By the way, I want to go back to my farm. I'm sick of all this. And that's why he was great. For all of his exploits, all of his courage, all of his good luck, his providence. I mean, that's why you aren't taught about George Washington. That's why they don't make movies about George Washington. That's why they demonize George Washington, is because they're afraid of the idea of honor. And, you know, we're sitting here looking at this as a society. I want to give out the toll-free number. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If we believe we can defeat tyranny, and if we have right on our side, and if we take action, we are unstoppable. If God be for us, who can be against us? It's been said many a time. And the alternative is total slavery. So I realize that 5% beat the greatest empire the world had ever seen. We don't need the majority of the sheep that get together in big, Mitt Romney, all this establishment stuff. They think they have power out of their sheepishness, out of their weakness. And they do not count. We care about them. We don't abuse them. We don't use their stupidity against them. We're not predators. But we understand that they are not our brethren. May their chains set lightly upon them. May they forget that we were ever related to them. Let them go in peace. May their chains set lightly upon them. As for me, I know not what course others may take, but give me liberty or give me death. Because tyranny and slavery is death. And I will not go willingly down to my knees to a bunch of sickos that wage war against health and against honor and against the family and against blessings. The God comes to build and give reproduction and wealth and beauty and honor and good things. The devil and his pomps comes to give deception and lies and frauds, to kill, steal, and destroy. And I'm here to tell you, I make the choice that I want to sign on to all the good stuff God has to offer. I like all that stuff. And here's the thing. Evil is pretty to the purest heart, it's been said by many a philosopher. And it's true. From afar, it's so alien it's the call of the city. The way that black's pretty to the purest heart. It's places of pleasure. They'll offer you treasure, but only if you'll fall. Quote Rodney James Dio. And I kind of butchered that. You guys pull up the lines from Neon Knights for me and bring that into me. Ride out, protectors of the realm, captains at the helm. That's what this is all about. It is a giant challenge. The purest heart is the most tempted by evil. The purest heart is the most attacked by the world. We're the conspiracy theorists. We're the heretics. We're the bad men. We're the terrorists. We're behind the Boston bombing. We're behind the racism. We're behind the bad economy. We're behind Obamacare not working. We're behind. We're behind. We're behind. We're behind. No, we're not behind any of it. The New World Order is the author of this whole thing. It's their signature that's on it. By the way, I should give the phone number out. After people hang up, you have a chance to call in. Have you come into one of these illegal, unconstitutional blood checkpoints where they take blood and saliva without a warrant, without even probable cause? Forget even the alcohol probable cause now. They just do it. That's mainstream news now under the feds. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Tell John Bowne and them, just go do Ustream feeds. We'll have that posted in the JFK section on InfoWars until the bottom of the next hour. Then I want to do a live on the street with a big crowd lined up to give us their take on JFK from the grassy knoll and more from Grodin if he wants to talk to us. That's their directive. I've got to also direct the crew while I'm at it. Thank you very much. Tell them go to Ustream for everybody who wants to see that. We'll get that up in the new JFK feed that's going up momentarily. Paul Watson will have an article out with places and times for other demonstrations. In fact, it just went live 10 seconds ago. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. And we've got another graphic we're putting together of the Tiananmen Square tanks and tying it into Dallas that will be added to that article momentarily that Carter just put together. But there is John Bowne's report last night from Dealey Plaza in high def if you want that. Great job of those guys getting up there and doing that late last night. There's Paul Watson's report on it as well. And we're going to be adding to that the live Ustream feed at the bottom and links to the Ustream channels for folks that want to get the live continual coverage there at InfoWars.com and PrisonPanda.com. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. We have the map going up as well. That's also in a Don Salazar's article. They want to add that of where the Federal Reserve building is for 8 o'clock tonight with that demonstration. And then we're also going to get two new maps of tomorrow's march and then Friday's key march. The most important, if you go to one thing, it's that. Friday, 11 o'clock, it'll be 5 or 6 blocks away from Dealey Plaza. We're going to march up to the barricades to illustrate that the American people do not buy the fraud and the mayor's attempt with the feds and the offshore globalists to butcher free speech and to cover up who really murdered JFK. Has failed, will continue to fail, and will totally fail. So help me, almighty, heavenly king of all hosts. In the name of Jesus Christ, I have sworn on the altar of heaven to resist every form of tyranny over humanity. And I pray that I be sanctified and purified against the evil. I'm not trying to be a preacher, folks. This is just what comes out of me when we get down to this point of evil in our country and what's going on. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me just mention what's coming up, and we're going to play this video. We'll do it at the start of the next hour, but I want to go to your calls right now. Father arrested for trying to pick kids up from school. You don't need a reason as a parent to get your children. They are our children. And then we have the clip from MSNBC and the promo where they say your kids belong to the state. And you show up. You don't want them to walk your daughters right out in front of traffic. You go, no, I'll just pick them up at the door. And they go, get back. And then they all knew him, by the way. They're like, come on, Bob. And then they arrest him. I mean, it's just like crazy. That's coming up. That's on InfoWars.com. But right now, let's go to your calls as promised. Let's talk to Ender in Ohio. Ender, you're on the air.
Yes, Alex. Long time, that's a handle, obviously. My name's Chuck. Long time Prison Planet member.
Thank you.
First time caller. I just think you have to call on the 300 million people out here to do something just for a minute. At the time of his death, whether they, I thought it was 12:30, but maybe you said 12 earlier. Which is it? Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was cutting out a bit. Say that again.
I said it at the time of his death. Was that 12 or 12:30 on Friday?
I think it's 12:30. We can look that up.
I thought, too. I thought you said 12 earlier. Just for a minute at the time of his death, people could pull their car over to the side of the road and blow their horn. People could talk to the people if they're in the shopping center. They could talk to other people in the checkout line about how they're mad as hell and, excuse me, mad as heck.
No, I agree with you. In fact, Bruce Willis told Vanity Fair after he saw my films. This is on record. Linkletter told the whole story, and then a few months later it was in Vanity Fair. Bruce Willis said, look, the people that killed Kennedy are still in charge. I'm no longer an establishment Republican. I see now they control both parties, but I'm still a libertarian conservative, a constitutionalist. And that's exactly what we all are that love liberty. We're just freedom lovers. Thomas Jefferson's called a liberal. Well, I agree with everything Thomas Jefferson stood for. So if that's a liberal, then I'm a liberal. And that's what it comes down to, is that this was a coup d'etat over our country. And so everybody needs to say, I'm mad as hell, I'm not taking it anymore. That was a coup d'etat against America and against our system. You're absolutely right. Everyone should do that at 12:30. Everybody should make a scene tomorrow because they're trying to foist their lie back on us.
There's a tremendous potential in it. Usually when you have an opinion, there are only a few thousand or million other people that have the same opinion, but there's 300 million of us out here.
We should start a deal on Facebook right now at my big Facebook that's got 500,000 followers or likers or whatever you call it on the globalist platform to basically say, expose the coup d'etat at 12:30 tomorrow. Speak out for JFK truth. Let it be heard no matter where you are. That's a great, fantastic idea.
Right?
Yeah, 12:30 Friday. 12:30 Friday. Great point, sir. Anything else?
That's it for now. Thank you very much for taking my call.
God bless you, my friend. We're going to go to break and come back with Kevin, Mr. Bird, Malachi, Dennis, and others. But here's the lines from Neon Knight Lyrics. Oh, no, here it comes again. Can't remember when we came so close to love before. Hold on. Good things never last. Nothing's in the past. It always seems to come again, again and again, again and again. Cry out to legions of the brave. Time again to save us from the jackals of the street. Ride out, protectors of the realm. Captains at the helm. Sail across a sea of lights. Circles and rings, dragons and kings. Weaving a charm and a spell. Blessed by the night, holy and bright. Called by the toll of the bell. Bloodied angels, fast ascending, moving. Yeah, that's not the right one. There's another song I'm talking about that has those quotes in it. It's definitely some poetry. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Privacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
is a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes around.
Well, the men and women of liberty are coming to Dallas tonight. 8 o'clock, activist meeting, double protests of the shadow government, Federal Reserve, Pearl Street. The map is up on Infowars.com in Paul Watson's new article. And I know it links through to Adan Salazar's article, but we need to add the map of Pearl Street and stuff to that now. We're going to have two other maps of the other two demonstrations added in the next hour. JFK 50th anniversary, fight for free speech. I'm going to go back to Mr. Byrd and others here in just a moment. Before I go any further, by the way, remember, this is a listener-supported broadcast, and this true, alternative, grassroots, real media that can challenge the capital ships of the establishment dreadnoughts, the establishment Decepticon media, we're actually giving them a run for their money. We're going to take over, with alternative media, the coverage and culture jam and be all over the enemy media. They're already calling us. They're going to try to demonize us. We will take that and defeat them. They're going to walk right into our political trap, and we're just going to dominate with thousands of people handing out 30,000 flyers about the attempts to turn that facility into Tiananmen Square. I want to see everybody there tonight. But we're able to do this because of the fine products we sell, like the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel filters, second to none, best prices, 20% off, promo code WATER20. That deal is going to end very, very soon. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. We have the Survival Shield, proprietary Super Nation Iodine, double the strength, half the cost, leading competitors. You've heard the rave reviews. When I come out with supplements, folks, I will only give you what I absolutely believe is the best. Here's an example. I've got five new things coming out in the next 2 months that I had to pay three times more for to make sure it's 100% total organic, pure, with no fillers. Do you have any idea that there's almost no one putting out pure vitamins and minerals? The very best stuff's got fillers. Well, guess what? Just wait till these other products come out. But this is our flagship, InfoWars Survival Shield, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I take it morning, noon, and night. Delicious. And just amazing. Detoxes the fluoride, all of it. Amazing. Find out the details. InfoWarsLife.com. The iodine conspiracy. The halogen conspiracy. I guess the iodine's the answer to the halogen conspiracy. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And thank you all for your support. You make the InfoWar possible. So we salute you. Let's talk to Mr. Byrd. Byrd is the word. You're on the air from New Jersey. Welcome.
How you doing, sir?
A little bit crazed. I had too much coffee today. I usually have one cup. I've had about three, and I know why I quit doing that.
Yeah, and you gotta get back on the track, man. Today you're definitely covering the news and getting over, covering everything. And I just had some information for you that I found out, because I'm an info warrior out here doing the same thing myself, that there is I found out from one of my friends, his great-great-great-great-grandfather was part of the Manhattan Project. And he found out that there is a cure for AIDS, paralysis, and every mental health disease. I've also, it's like the truth.
Well, I know there's a lot of treatments they're suppressing and a lot of deficiencies they're covering up. They don't even teach nutrition to medical doctors now. But I don't know about panaceas. I mean, tell me the magic panacea.
The what?
What is this thing that you're saying is so powerful that it could even destroy the Death Star?
I really don't have an answer for that one. I mean, this is...
No, but send me the info. You're saying your grandfather, whoever it was, came up with this. How much ganja are you smoking right now, Mr. Byrd?
Tons, my friend, all the time. No, I...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record. Reports documented a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.